This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 24. Assalamu alaikum, Productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and I am here with Episode 24 of the Pre-Ramadan Bootcamp. And today's episode, I want to speak to you about Ramadan and social media. Now, this is an important thing because social media, when used the wrong way, can cause a lot of time to be wasted. And so by thinking about how we're planning to use social media, we can better be able to use our time effectively. There's a really good article on this called How to Fast from Social Media During Ramadan. And this was written by Umar Usman from Fiqh of Social Media. So you can check it out in the show notes. I will link it over at productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E24. Now, if fasting from technology and social media sounds impossible, then here are some tips that can also make it easy for you to control your social media usage. First of all, start cutting down your social media usage before Ramadan begins. So just by being more consciously about not mindlessly scrolling through endless Facebook, Twitter feeds would be a good start.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. Hey, if you're enjoying this episode and the practical tips within it, then I think you'd enjoy our Productive Ramadan online course. This is a one-stop course for all the practical tips you need to overcome your Ramadan challenges. For example, how do you manage your sleep in Ramadan when Isha is so late and Suhoor is so early? How do you manage your time in Ramadan between work, family, and your spirituality? How to build good habits in Ramadan and destroy bad habits during Ramadan that last after Ramadan? How to manage your work and your work colleagues, and so on and so forth. Check out this practical online course on ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. That is ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. Thanks.
The second thing you can do is to delete social media apps on your phone. You see, it's crazy how many times we check our phones a day. You know, according to some studies, it says 150 times per day. And the majority of those times is to simply check Facebook, Twitter, email, etc. So if we delete these apps, then we're less likely to mindlessly check our phone. Now, the third thing you can do to help with social media usage is to have a disconnect time. So what I mean by this is have times during the day when you completely disconnect. And I recommend two disconnect times during Ramadan, which is from the moment you wake up for suhoor till sunrise, and from the moment you come back from work until after Taraweeh prayers. Along with that, also 1 hour before you go to bed, you should disconnect as well, just so it doesn't interrupt your sleep. So these are some tips to help you cut down on social media this Ramadan. What are some other ways you're planning to cut down on social media this Ramadan? Share this on our show notes over at productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E24. I look forward to reading them, and I look forward to speaking to you in our next and final episode of the Pre-Ramadan Bootcamp series. So until then, all the best with your Ramadan preparation.